This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the blunt object. Presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
No, tonight is not a rebroadcast. No. Tonight is live. And I'm very happy to be back amongst you. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion is brought to you by Ammunition Depot. I'll tell you why I have to tell you about Ammunition Depot with that audio in just a second. Ammunition Depot is 27,000 square feet with 50 million rounds on hand. If they have it on the website, that means it's in stock. Go check them out at ammunitiondepot.com. First things first, thank you to everybody that has emailed me, that called Genesis Communications, that emailed Sean Maloney and various, you know, contacted me on Facebook and all texted me in all these various ways. I don't know exactly what was wrong. I had something happening in my lungs. I couldn't talk. I couldn't do a whole sentence without coughing. Very difficult to do a radio show that way. So I had to sit back. But that was all cleared up by Sunday. And then Monday, I had some of the best show prep you've ever seen in your life ready to go. I was going to make my glorious return. And nowadays, the way things work in syndicated radio anyway is that Genesis is in Minnesota. Unless I miss my guess, I don't think there's anybody, any hosts in Minnesota. We're all transmitting it to Genesis in real time, and we have to have certain apparatus, one thing needs to be a good, decent computer. And my computer, which has everything in my life on it, sort of melted down Monday at about 2 o'clock. So I've had to take that to the Apple shop, and I'm getting that worked on. And they didn't have the parts back today, so I just said, you know what? Let's just get redundant here. So new computer purchase. We are back. Here we are. Thank you for contacting whoever you contacted, looking out. I don't necessarily like being sick, but later on today we're going to be joined by Rick Ector. Now, Rick, you've heard Rick on the show before. Rick is a self-defense trainer out of Detroit, Michigan, and Rick and I have a couple of things in common now that most people, well, I don't want to say most, but he and I can talk on a level amongst ourselves that we don't know too many other people that can. And we're going to talk about a couple of things that, for me, you know, 56 years old now, I have to be concerned with. That's all coming up in the second hour. Today. And listen, I think it's great that all of the Congress critters are out there saying, "Today we stand as one." I think that's stupendous. Maybe we'll actually get a little work out of them for the short term. That's great. I think that's stupendous. However, that does not mitigate one iota what led up to a bunch of Republican politicians practicing baseball today. And this guy, this Hodgkinson, T. Hodgkinson, 66, of Belleville, Illinois. He runs, he's an elderly fellow, 66 years old, 10 years older than me. He owns a home inspection business, and he went out and he shot five people that were all identified as Republicans. Asked questions, "Are you guys Democrats or Republicans?" Was a Bernie volunteer. Yes, I know Bernie just got on the news here and said, "I condemn all this violence." Great. This is the not, it, you know, maybe if somebody had been condemning it up to this point, maybe if Pelosi or Schumer or Clinton or Obama had gotten out there, instead of having hashtag the resistance, instead of saying, you know what, this is the United States, we're not some banana republic. Maybe if we'd gone that route, maybe we would not have had this incident occur today. This incident today is a watershed moment, though. This crosses us into... I don't remember anything like this ever happening in my lifetime, where a group of politicians is targeted. I've seen it happen all over the world, but I've never seen it happen here. And Steve Scalise, has been a guest on this show. I've had conversations with him. I like Steve Scalise, and he is currently laying in critical condition. I heard he got hit in the hip. The only problem with the hip is depending on where you're hit in the hip and what kind of round you're hit with. The femoral artery is laying in there because the hip is another, you know, that's a side. And, you know, as you go towards the interior of the body, that's also called the pelvis. So I don't know how bad he is hurt at this moment. This guy rolled up and asked Representative Ron DeSantis whether the practice was for the Republicans or the Democrats prior to opening fire. My former representative, Duncan, Jeff Duncan, had just walked away when all of this shooting started. This is what happens when the discourse is allowed to go out of control. This is what happens when you take a bunch of people who know nothing about violence, do not understand when violence is warranted, which violence is warranted only when, you know, when there's no other choice. That there's nothing here that indicates there was no other choice on this one. There's nothing here to indicate that at all. You know, he's been out there posting on Twitter saying that Trump is a traitor and he destroyed our democracy. It's time to destroy Trump and company. He's dead now. A lot of people earlier today were commenting on how he deserved the death penalty and the other punishments for his crime. Listen. This is the barn door being left open after the horses run out. Let's call this what it is. This was never, ever, ever, ever supposed to you know, this is the United States. We're supposed to be a cut above, a big cut above this, really. Really, we are. Really, we are. And for somebody like me, who I know people who are specialists in violence, and the people that are specialists never want to do it. They never want to do it. It's just the worst thing ever. And yet, we understand when it is judicious to use it. This was not judicious at all. This was a bunch of non-combatants. Let's see. Let's look at some of his tweets, since everybody uses Twitter. Let's see. I'm asking at Senator Durbin to support at Jennifer Merkley's filibuster of right-wing SCOTUS nominee. I'm asking at Senate Dems to support, same thing. Ed Schultz at Ed Show, I would like to know why Bernie topped tax code at 52% and 10 mil. I recommend 70% at 50 mil. Okay. This is not going to be the last time this happens. We've been seeing it in Berkeley. We've been saying, hey, Dr. John's in the house. We've been seeing it in Berkeley. We've been seeing it in various places around the United States. This won't be the last time we see this. The door has been swung open. And now more than ever, simply because we don't know. The whole nature of these guys is that they are unpredictable. So without any capacity to predict them, I say that we go rolling everywhere we go, ready to deal with whatever they bring. Because today it was politicians. That's sort of like, you know, they're starting at the top of the bar. That's where the top of the bar is. Who's to say it's not going to be activists or patriots or members of the NRA or radio hosts or whoever it's going to be? Simply because of a difference in opinion. A difference in philosophical outlook when it comes to politics. So let's go kill us some people. That's the new norm. Hashtag the resistance. This is, you guys have crossed somewhere you don't really want to have gone. Let me illustrate that when we get back. Thankfully, live today, you're listening to Lock and Load.
stated goal is to be the best, you know your product will need to be superb. Primary Weapons uses the best manufacturing process and parts available. Clean, efficient operation due to their piston-driven system. While maintaining the perfect weight, Primary Weapons is first and foremost a company comprised of shooters looking to produce the most effective weapon possible. While pleasing to the eye, this is lethal functionality achieved. PrimaryWeapons.com. The highest quality, fair priced, because it's time. Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world, OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Welcome back. As we begin to deal with what is coming to roost now in the new normal, coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you with the After You Defend Yourself studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is a gigantic facility that keeps 50 million rounds on hand. They have some of the largest selections of magazines for your weapon you've ever seen. If they say, if it shows on the website, it'll show how many units they have. You can order it with confidence. AmmunitionDepot.com. Coming from the Huffington Post, I'm going to loosely describe this person as a writer. They appear to be criticizing the baseball shooter, as they're calling him, for poor planning Wednesday, saying that violent resistance has to be more organized to work, quote unquote. More organized to work. So, did Mr. Hodgkinson need to have maybe some buddies riding with him in a small unit, perhaps? Writer Jesse Benn tweeted, for violent resistance to work, it needs to be organized. Individual acts can be understandable, but likely counterproductive and ineffective. For violent resistance, you know, to work, you need more people, I guess. I don't know. This is a comment on an attempted mass murder that was only circumvented because it could have been a massacre. If Steve Scalise had not been there, if it had just been rank and file representatives who do not have a security detail, that would have been bad. That would have been really, really bad. One thing being carefully muted is the fact that he had an armed security detail with him. And he didn't really have a whole lot of time to... And despite that, and I would say they probably responded to him within 30 seconds. I would say they probably had done it in 30 seconds. But this guy shot five people in that amount of time. And normally, according to the Purdue Homeland Institute, somebody's getting shot every 20 seconds. This guy was quite the overachiever. Now, Mr. Ben identifies himself as a member of the intolerant left on his Twitter profile and links to his author page on the Huffington Post, where he's published as recently as December 2016, which means he doesn't publish very, very often. One user called the tweet an incitement of violence and tagged the FBI and replied to Ben, apparently unfazed. Ben replied, I keep saying this, you have to take the time to call in to the Secret Service, FBI, at all. He's basically saying, well, once I get started, you know, I'm going to do what I want to do till they get there, which is absolutely 100% correct. But, as other things consider, Sean Davis, who is the, What is Sean? He's the Federalist co-founder, which is a website, not the Federalist Papers. He tweeted, HuffPo writer's main beef with today's attempted mass murder of Republicans and that it was poorly organized. Yeah. This is what they think. I've seen, you know, I don't see anybody that's in the Antifa or Black Lives Matter. I see all the politicians doing it because this is what they do. Don't sit back and get, oh, I feel so warm and fuzzy now that Pelosi says she agrees with Ryan. And don't get, and you know, I'm a little confused with Ryan. Ryan is out there getting all misty-eyed because the Democrats prayed. Maybe it's because they don't pray very often. I don't know. But let's talk about one thing that did happen, the security detail. Steve Scalise is a member of leadership. He is the what is referred to as the whip. Okay? He's not the majority leader. He's the second in command. Which makes him the whip, which I don't know why they're whips, but they're called whips anyway. But that means he has a security detail. Now, that proved its worth today. I'm almost certain that most of these guys that work these congressional security details, with the exception of, you know, keeping people away from their ward and everything else, I don't think they get too much in, shall we say, a tent situation most of the time. These guys apparently are very well trained. Rand Paul got out there and said, I think we're lucky that Scalise was there because it was his security detail, and without them it would have been a massacre. Everybody would have died, he emphasized. Representative Brad Wenstrup, a doctor who also helped attend to Scalise's wounds, concurred with Paul's conclusions. The gunman would have had a tremendous advantage if we didn't have someone returning fire. A lot of many members of Congress rushed to help Scalise after the police took down the shooter, attending to his wounds and calling his family. Capitol police officers were also shot in this, and they are also expected to survive. But some of these guys were shot and attending to Scalise at the same time. I am telling you. Between this Yahoo with Huffington Post, who thinks, I'm surprised he doesn't go and hang out with the Phoenix Gun Club. That reply that he gave to the person that said that you're inciting violence saying this, where he said, well, you got to call them first before they can do anything. He's threatening. This is threatening. This is their mindset. They like this. There will be many out there that are going to, this is going to be condemned roundly by a whole bunch of people. All of them in politics today, all of them the usual suspects. Everybody that you see talking on CNN on a regular basis, MSNBC, any of these places, anywhere. Some of them will blame it on Trump. It just happened today, but somebody's going to get out there, and this is going to be just like it was with Gabrielle Giffords, where they're going to say, well, it was the rhetoric after all. Right now, everybody's saying it wasn't the rhetoric, but right, you know. They'll make their way to it because this is one of those opportunities they just can't afford to miss. This is all about Trump. But this is more about me and you. This attack on this representative, on Steve Scalise, has more to do with them wanting to do something to me and you than it does for them wanting to do something to Scalise, because Scalise simply represents the ideals and will of his district. Like Trump represents the ideals and the will of the people of the United States. They hate them, but we're the ones that put them there. So who do you think they're really angry with the most? Bear that in mind. Bear that in mind, would you? We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation
Rehabilitation Analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Seem too alarmist here, but I have some advice to give you. Excuse me. Still got a little bit of the stuff in my chest. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot is 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand. I mean, I've been trying to picture that. What does that look like? That's pallets of ammo, three levels tall. That's a lot of ammo. And if they say they got it on the website, that means it's in stock. You're not going to order it. My friend JT the other day ordered some ammo from somewhere besides there, and they didn't actually have it. AmmunitionDepot.com. Okay. Right after the Aurora shooting, I was called, when I was with Gun Owners of America, I was put under sort of a notice of a death threat. Right after Sandy Hook, same thing. Whenever people are believers in something, and then they begin to act on it. It's one thing to threaten. It's quite another thing to act on it. Now, in the case of Sandy Hook, they actually did act on it to a degree. But it was more of an intimidation thing. They're not really down for some sort of a tactical gunfight with anybody. But they will try to intimidate you, which is really pretty stupid when you think about it. Because when they try to intimidate me, they were watching me do a press check as I was headed their way.
if you identify. Now, look, if you're in certain states, I don't know how dangerous it is right now for people, okay? But if you identify as a Republican, if you identify as a conservative, if you are a gun owner, if you have NRA stickers on your bumper, if you have I voted for Trump on your bumper, whatever you may have identifying you as anything other than a leftist, liberal, snowflake, safe space seeking, climate change believing idiot, I think you need to heighten a few things about your daily routine. Because these guys, I mean, I thought it was bad when they were using bike locks. You know, D-locks like, you know, bike messengers use, because that's basically just a big open pair of brass knuckles. And when you swing it at somebody, it's pretty painful, I'm sure. But no, now we've graduated to firearms. And we've been seeing them talk about this, right? And I mean, Steve Fisher and I, we talked about it here, and we talked about how it would end for them badly. And it has. There is no capability there. But see, this is the thing. They don't have to have capability to be dangerous. Matt Mika, he's a former congressional staffer turned lobbyist. He was also shot in this attack, and he's probably the one that got hurt the most. He took two. He was hit twice, and he was reportedly shot in the chest, and he is being treated at GWU Hospital. And hopefully his family makes it to him and he does okay. Although one of the gunshot wounds is reckoned to be about the size of a baseball, which is probably an exit wound. That does not sound like an entrance wound to me. This is, I keep saying these are interesting times. This is, now we have segued. Now, we've gone way beyond interesting. Now, Terry McAuliffe, the carpetbagging governor from Virginia, he opened the day with this, getting out there and thanking first responders and the U.S. Capitol Police for their quick thinking. And while all this was going, since he is Terry McAuliffe, Clinton wannabe, inevitably, the question of gun control comes up. Now, his initial response was fine, but then we take a left turn into the land of gun control, where he said that there were too many guns on the street, the gun show loopholes needed to be shut down, and that 93 million Americans are killed by gun violence every day. 93 million. That can't be true. Does he believe that? Oh, no, he actually believes that. He believes this... That's what he said, and then somebody got him to correct the statement. But when asked about this initially, he said, this is not what today is about. Now, it would have been nice if he had left it there. But I'm just waiting for the windup. I'm just waiting for the windup to come, because this will be an exploitation of this tragedy for their own gain, along with the typical shoddy anti-gun journalism that goes with it. Now, CBS News tweeted a video clip with the governor's 93 million, death, KIA trip up, and then they later deleted it. But then as the day wore on, of course, then he had to make that left turn and head towards gun control. Now, these are some of the things he said. I have long advocated this is not what today is about, but there are too many guns in the streets. And, you know, that's when he said the 93 million. I talk about this every day. This is a very serious issue. Remember now that this is the governor who rescinded, pretty much, reciprocity with 25 states, which in turn meant that 25 states rescinded reciprocity to the good citizens of Virginia that carry guns on a daily basis and don't hurt nobody. The guy that shot up the baseball field was not from Virginia. He was from Illinois. McAuliffe called gun violence, particularly the recent shooting of a Virginia state trooper, needless, senseless, Background check, shutting down the gun show loopholes. That's not for today's discussion. It's not just about politicians. We worry about this all for all citizens every day. How big of you? Now, we're going to get to the punchline here in a minute, as far as I'm concerned, with this particular incident. This is always the same with each and every one of these things that happens. But we're probably going to find out this guy was a model citizen, besides being a leftist-crazed loon. But he was probably a model citizen. He owned a home inspection service. He probably went to church, you know. 66 years old, I bet he didn't have much of a record if he had any at all, because I bet you he bought his gun legally in Illinois. I know that it wasn't an AR-15, because if it was an AR-15, I think we would have heard it. And if anybody has heard that it is an AR-15, please call in and tell me. Please call in and tell me, because I want to know that. I want to know if he used an AR-15. But I haven't heard anything about this, because normally this would be where we really go hard. Is that, well, he used an AR-15, the death-dealing military weapon of war. It's a death-dealing machine, you know. It shoots billions of rounds per second. Yeah. Okay. I haven't heard that. I want to know if that's the case. But this is going to be another call for universal background checks. This is going to be, and I want you to think about this. What would have happened? Now, this probably would not have happened if Clinton had been president, because the Republicans would have been muted. It would not have mattered who was in power at that point in the House, because the check, the big check, would have been in place. But what if this had been Democrats that were shot up? How would that be playing right now? How come we're not screaming for protective details for all Republican politicians right now? Because apparently they're being targeted. More on that when we get back. This is Lock and Load.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Warning. Texting while driving is illegal just about everywhere. So if you want 20/20 vision and you're driving, pull over when you can. Because a life-changing offer is just one text away. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering absolutely free evaluations and dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK. Text the word CLEAR 88 to 350-350 to get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. Text to schedule your free appointment to see if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Don't miss out. When you text CLEAR 88 to 350-350, you'll also get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Today, it's your turn. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you've always wanted for a fraction of what others charge. This great offer is just one text away. Text CLEAR 88 to 350-350. That's C-L-E-A-R 88 to 350-350.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Hi, my name is Lee, and for 10 years I've suffered from ulcerative colitis. I've taken prednisone, ibuprofen, and many other prescription drugs and never saw any improvement. I tried salmon oils and flaxseed oils, but only burped them up, and they did not seem to help. Then I learned from an acquaintance who healed her rheumatoid arthritis by using Andreas seed oils. I was so inspired to try them, I began taking Andreas flaxseed, 5-seed blend, black cumin, and coriander seed oils. In 5 months, the swelling in my hands was so reduced, I was able to see my knuckles for the first time in 5 years. I've been off all medications for 13 months, and by using only Andreas seed oils, my colitis is controlled, and the arthritis pain in my knees is also reduced, and my inflammation is zero, and so many other benefits.
A patent-pending process has been developed which results in seed oils that have virtually zero oxidation and are structurally intact. Now, the full healing power of seed oils is available to you via the Andreas seed oils. Call Synergistic Nutrition at 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Welcome back. Coming from the ninjas, which I have missed you guys. One of the ninjas in the chat room, they said on NBC it was an AK-47 and a handgun. The only problem with that is they call every gun either an AR-15 or an AK-47. I'd be interested to see if it was probably an SKS, but, you know, we'll find out. I don't think he had time to employ a handgun, given how fast the response was on this. But you know what? We'll see. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load. And this portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot is simply a place where there's always something on sale. Every caliber is representative. Some calibers you've never even heard of, and they've got them. Check them out at ammunitiondepot.com. My contention right now is that not so much the rhetoric caused it, the lack of rhetoric caused this. Okay? Getting out there and not telling the adoring throngs of mouth breathers who comprise the left, well, now they're saying that somebody else said it was an AR-15. See, that's what I'm saying. Nobody knows. This is still early in the game. We'll see what it is. But I'm surprised. Normally, if this was one of those weapons, they'd be jumping up and down on this. So I'm a little suspicious of this. Anyway, nobody on the Democratic side has stood up and said, listen, you Antifa, cease and desist this minute. Nobody, you know, Pelosi, who's from California, Feinstein, who's from California. Nobody in California is out there saying, we got to squash this stuff. We can't have this. So they, you know, it's been happening. And all across the nation, it's happening. And now,
it has escalated. So I'm not going to say it's because of rhetoric. I'm going to say it is due to the lack of rhetoric. But when Gabrielle Giffords was shot outside of a supermarket in Arizona 6 years ago, some of the left decided to pin it on Sarah Palin. They pinned it on talk radio. And it was the climate of hate from the white ring that fomented almost exclusively by one political movement, according to a prominent New York Times columnist. We got this. When you heard the terrible news from Arizona, were you completely surprised? Or were you at some level expecting something like this atrocity to happen? There's not much question what has changed. It's the situation of our political discourse, and especially our airwaves, with eliminationist rhetoric that lies behind the rising tide of violence. Where's that toxic rhetoric coming from? Let's not make a false pretense of balance. It's coming overwhelmingly from the right. It's hard to imagine a Democratic member of Congress urging constituents to be armed and dangerous without being ostracized. But Representative Michelle Bachmann, who did just that, is a rising star in the GOP. And there's a huge contrast in the media, so will the Arizona massacre make our discourse less toxic? It is really up to the GOP leaders. Will they accept the reality of what's happening to America and take a stand against eliminationist rhetoric? Or will they try to dismiss the massacre as a mere act of a deranged individual and go on as before? So where are we? Where do you want to stand on this? That particular moment was, Jerry Lee Loeffner was, is, and continues to be a psychotic. He was a nut. He had a satanic worship altar that he made out of the home grill out back. His parents knew he was a nut. His parents had called the cops. Jerry Lee Loeffner was calling everybody in town that taught him at the junior college or local radio or whatever it was, and he threatened each and every one of them with death. And the sheriff, because his mom worked for the county, apparently decided that nothing needed to be done about that. So, no, that had nothing to do with talk radio or Michelle Bachmann or Sarah Palin. All of that was nonsense. Do we want to sit back and say that this could be the same conversation we should be having it, but now things have flip-flopped? Do we want to say... Now, during from 2010 forward, 2009, we had the Tea Party, which was, it was a visual. You know, let's storm the ships and throw the tea before they can tax it into the ocean. Let's have us a little tea party. Let's have our little thing. Now, I don't ever remember anybody getting out there. I mean, it is one thing to say, hey, we are prepared. Everybody should be prepared. Left, you guys should be prepared. You don't see it that way, of course. I get that. But you should be. But who's supporting violent upheaval today? Really supporting violent upheaval today? Who's marching around wearing the hats meant to look like a reproductive system of a female setting limousines on fire? Who's out there saying we're going to march for women's rights and then setting, tearing apart the Starbucks? Who's breaking buildings? By casting Republicans as willfully feeding into a dangerous climate. We could use Krugman. That was Paul Krugman, he's supposedly a very deep thinker. I just think he's a punk. He's a punk that doesn't answer to anybody, but he's a punk nonetheless. But we could take his standards that his essay blew dog whistles and allege that that's happening today. But that dog whistle he was blowing back in 6 years ago, that helped lay the foundation for his more radical readers to take matters into their own hands to quell the threat. See, they've been saying all along that we're just sitting around, we're just loose cannons. Do you get how that works, Professor? If you get out there no matter how bogus your thesis is, no matter how apolitical and schizophrenic your attacker is, when you get out there and you lay a bunch of labels and a bunch of blame or credit or however you want to put it at the feet of somebody that's not really doing it, eventually your more susceptible readers are going to take matters into their own hands, which is, it's been a long time coming. Now, in the final consensus, that shooter, just like this shooter now, Loeffner, just like Hodgkinson, they're the ones that ultimately made the decision to commit murder. And Hodgkinson, of course, has paid the ultimate price for it, which I got no problem with that. I don't want to hear anybody saying, well, his rights are violated when we defended ourselves and killed him. No, it wasn't done quick enough. That's my only problem with it. The leftists who were misappropriating and socializing blame were engaged in hysterical and calculated demagoguery and demonization then, and they still do it today. It's still happening today. And now some of their knuckle-dragging, I mean, they are the true knuckle-draggers. Look, most of the people that listen to me, I get just as many people lobbing things at me that they say that I've said wrong or put out there that's wrong. They're thinking on their own, and I like that. I like that free thinking kind of thing. That let me look at it and I'll make my own decision. Thanks for pointing it out kind of idea. We've all been tarred as hateful in order to chill speech and delegitimize our political goals and our leadership right now that we just put into place. We did a great thing. We disregarded everything that the establishment said, and now they're coming, or at least they're signaling that they're coming. I don't know how far they're going to come. We're going to see. But we see you for what you are, left. End of discussion. I hope you are prepared to see this through, because you can damn sure bet we will. Coming up next, Rick Hector, Legally Armed in Detroit. This is Lock and Load.
Last day of the rest of my life, I wish I would have known, because I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I cared. I think my boss wanted to talk and all the wisdom he shared. Unaware,
offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is the realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.